This guide will help you to create your avatar in Facebook. Now avatars arrive on Facebook too. The social network has just released an update that allows you to create your virtual image, very similar to Snapchat. Since Apple launched its Memoji, many users have begun to appreciate the possibility of sending smileys and stickers with their features. This trend has certainly not gone unnoticed, and many giants of the technology sector have decided to ride the wave by proposing similar solutions. Facebook certainly could not miss the appeal and, in fact, in 2020, it launched its avatars, comic representations that users can make of themselves, to be used as a sticker in comments, on Messenger, or even as a profile picture. How do you say you find it a lovely idea? And, having seen these avatars in action also on the profiles of your friends, would you like to know more? No problem. Create your avatar in Facebook. I can explain how to create a Facebook avatar directly from your profile on the well-known platform created by Mark Zuckerberg. Now avatars arrive on Facebook too. The social network has just released an update that allows you to create your virtual image, very similar to Snapchat's Bitmoji and Apple's Memoji, to make sharing posts, comments, or messages more fun private. Keep reading and find out everything there is to know on the subject. To try is very simple. Go to the comments of any post, click on the emoticon icon, which gives direct access to the Create Your Avatar option. At this point, all that remains is to indulge yourself, creating your image as you prefer. You first choose the color of the complexion and the haircut, then move on to the shape of the eyes, eyebrows, mouth, and nose. To create an avatar on Facebook, you must use the official app of the popular social network for Android or iOS/iPad iOS. So start the latter, log into your account, if necessary, press the button, and the first tap on the other item, in the menu that opens, and then on the avatars button, on the next screen. After selecting the makeup and hairstyle, it's time for the outfit, with options for everyone. You can choose whether to wear a jumpsuit, jeans, shorts, or maybe a caftan. This will start the procedure for giving life to your digital alter ego. Then select the complexion you want to characterize your avatar. Go ahead, choose a haircut from those available, moves to the tab with the drop icon, and set the color you want to use for the hairstyle. After this step too, decide the shape of the face by selecting the tab with the face icon and choosing one of the available forms. Press on the card with the eye icon, set the shape of the eyes to be assigned to the avatar, then move to the card with the drop icon, set the color you want to use for the iris, switch to the card with the mascara icon and, if you wish to, also apply makeup to your character's gaze. So all that remains is to decide how to use the avatar, as a profile picture, as a post, or with a series of stickers that Facebook creates automatically to share on Messenger. If you ever change your mind, you can always create an avatar from scratch. Now go to the tab with the eyebrows icon and choose an eyebrow format from those available, then, adjust the color using the usual cost with the drop icon. Once this is done, go to the tab with the glasses icon, choose whether to customize the face of your avatar with lenses and possibly select the color of the frame, using the tab with the drop icon. After the eyes, it is the turn of the nose. Go to the tab with the nose icon and choose the type of nose with which to characterize your Facebook alter ego, then continue with the mouth, selecting the appropriate tab. In this case, you can also choose the color of the lips by selecting the adjacent tab. If you want to equip your avatar with a mustache, select the appropriate tab to choose your favorite cut, then the color, always via the tab with the drop. Next, go to the tab with the body icon, determine the avatar's build, and check with the hanger icon to select a suit to wear, then continue with the choice of a headdress, if you wish, and with the definition of the color of the latter, again via the tab with the drop icon. In conclusion, press the mirror icon, at the top right, allow Facebook to access the camera of your device, and look at yourself to find out if your avatar looks like you. If you are satisfied with the result, press the square root sign located at the top right, wait a few seconds for your character to complete and press the next and finish buttons to complete the procedure. Mission accomplished. You have just created your avatar on Facebook, and you are ready to use it as a sticker or as a profile picture within the social network later, you can change it at any time by returning to the Avatars section of the Facebook app and pressing the pencil icon. In the meantime, if you want to share the avatar on your profile as a post, click on the arrow icon located at the top right and then on the share item in the news section that appears at the bottom. How to use avatars on Facebook. Once you have created your avatar on Facebook, you are ready to use it on the popular social network. Let's see together how. The most common use you can make of your Facebook avatar is in the comments and stickers. To take advantage of the stickers based on your avatar, therefore, all you have to do is access the comments box of a post, press the icon relating to the labels, the smiley face, and select your face from the menu that opens.